Okay. Good morning. We are starting in 7 Pei Zion. Starting Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. So just a bit of Hakdama. I mean, the first few sifin, the first few simanim are dealing with the tarevis and pots and all the shilas. Whatever is dealing with the inyanim of Basar B'Cholov and what's aser and what's whatever. A few, and look up a couple of nakudos about tam of Basar B'Cholov, and basically it's a chok. But the Rambam says that the tam is because the goyim they used to do Basar B'Cholov for Avodah Zarah, it's a marker from that, so that's why we shouldn't do it. The chinuch doesn't like it, and the chinuch says it's because. So because of Avodah Zarah, he says interesting pshat. He says by all tarevis, which are usher in the Torah, shatnez and all these things, and Basar B'Cholov is because you're going against Kavod Shemayim. He says like Kishuv, Kadosh Baruch Hu set a system up, and he separated Basar and Cholov and the Behemah, and he separated the two, and by you mixing them like the Kilayim and all these things together. You are going ahead and you are changing the Bria from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. So therefore the Torah points out that, okay, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Basar and Cholov separate. He wants, Kilayim separate. I think the Medrash says no, 1 second. No, okay, fine. Leave that out. Don't mind, look it up. Al Kopanim. And the Kosov, we'll start Sif Aleph. Kosov B'Torah, Lo Sevasha Gli B'Chalevi, Mo Gimel Pa'omim, Echad L'Isser Bishul, Echad L'Isser Achila, Ve'Echad L'Isser Hanoah. Right? There's three, it says it three times. One is Marbe Bishul, one is Marbe Achila, and one is Marbe Hanoah. The Hotzi Achila Balashim Bishul, Leimah She'ena Asa Minat Torah Ela Derech Bishul. And it doesn't say lo seichal basar b'chalav. It says don't cook it because the only way to create basar b'chalav is by cooking it. Derech bishul of a min derabanan also b'chol inyan, but eating it together and all these things is the derabanan. If you for example, we'll see. For example, if a person decides he wants to eat a cheeseburger, it's only also mi derabanan. It's not also midaraisa. Okay, we get in. It's hot cheese. That's later on, but al kaponim, just eating it, just putting a piece of cheese, it's eating together with meat is not is only also midrabanim. I said forget if it's roseach and blias. We'll get into that. But mikaron, you just have a cold sandwich of deli and cheese. It's only also midrabanim. Which is still also midrabanan. The kol basar b'chalav she'enu asa min ha'Torah mutar b'hanah. Any basar b'chalav which is not asa min ha'Torah is we're not the rabbanim. We're not gozer isurei hanah. So the couple of kudos is first of all, what's derech bishul? What does that mean? So number one, is Pashas, is that it's Michael Ben Dusai, Derech Bishul, that it has to be it's that it's normal it's that it has to be cooked Michael Ben Dusai. Some say that the Cholov becomes also immediately it's just the meat, but the Pashas is that you need Lashon HaGemara is Achilas Kol Adam. It needs to be cooked to the point where so that the tam mixes enough that it becomes basar b'chalav. Now, basar b'chalav applies both to the meat and both to the milk. I mean, it's not just like okay, I'm gonna cook meat, I cook a piece of meat and milk. That the piece of meat becomes what we'll see later because chatika nasis nevela becomes a new iser of basar b'chalav, but the milk also is an iser of basar b'chalav, and the milk is also aser b'hanah, not just the meat. Even though the pasuk says basar b'chalav, but it means it goes both ways. Other shailas about derech nakudos about derech bishul. is Shaila. I mentioned Michael ben Dusai is a Chorbi Machmer for Shlish Bishul. So Machol is it's Chetzi Bishul or Shlish Bishul. This is as opposed to Hilchos Shabbos. So there's a discussion from the other mass, other Achronim discuss is are the Gedarim of Shabbos of Bishul of Malachas Bishul by Shabbos the same as Isra Bishul by Basal B'Cholav. Then the Prima Gadim is later to say that it's not, because by Shabbos it's an Isra of Malachas Machshavis, and the question is what's the product and what's what are you trying to Bishul? And here the point is that you want to get to the point that the Torah says that you, the way to make Basal B'Cholav is you combine it's combined derech Bishul. And it has to be and it doesn't has nothing to do with Malchus Machshavis that you're trying to do a malacha. It's that you has to be actually mevushal together. Shaila is a couple of shailas about can you tigun? Yeah, but they said no. The Gemara says it has to be no. What no? Bishul is not called. It's not that the malacha of cooking something. It's the fact that you're cooking meat and milk together, meaning the food has to be cooked. The other shailas they bring is about tigun. What if you fried it in butter? Is that derech bishul or not? Tigun it's a machlokes achronim. Whether it's considered derei again, so these are all also yeshayas derei so derabban. It's all the shayla. This is hakdamas. Also, interesting shayla about tzli. It's tzli. It's also tzli is also machlokes. It's also midderei so midrabbanon. It's a very interesting svara. The place here, I think that I look in the Chavos Das is a similar idea that tzli is not nechshav bishul because of the fact that it's blua. It's called a blia. It's not called bishul. If you put chalav or butter on top of a piece of meat and you roast it, it gets balua inside. It's not mevashel. It's a very interesting svara. Other achronim and they say, what do you mean? They say that it's of course it's bishul and it says lashon bishul by pesach or in pesach, which means tzli. So it's machlokes on that. I know there's a couple of interesting chumras and Vari Shulchan. There's a couple of interesting chumras. I say interesting because they're chumras. He says the time is you should have two separate garbages because maybe you'll come to pour hot cholent on top of or hot milk on top of meat inside the garbage and you're gonna be over bishul. Which okay, I mean that's Shaila. Whether it's are you cliche and he's not mevashel and I don't know. It's a the chumra ba'alma. I don't know how often you pour boiling hot cholent, and even the kiklipa, there might be an iser, there's an iser of basal b'chol of deraisa, even the rabbana and the kiklipa is definitely also. How often do you pour, if it's something's on a klisheni already and you're pouring it in, do you have to be choshesh? Yeah, okay, Yishalot, the Baruch Shulchan has his Sefer has its chumras. He also questions about are you allowed to go ahead and use an incinerator because in your trash and also there might be basar and chalav and if you put it down the incinerator cooks them together. Again that to me is also a chiddush because as the other place can matter it because it goes in there and it gets toasted like it gets it, it gets it doesn't it's not that's not first of all it's called bishul and second of all it's not it gets so hot it's just like the we'll see later on the case if you have if milk falls near a flame it the flame like destroys it cooks it turns into so it's not it's so it's not it doesn't combine it it just burns it out. Shaila is about other things, irui and tzli. Well, I'll get to these things. Negias cham b'cham, you have two hot pieces together. Blias is definitely not asr b'han. Again, nafkmina also with d'oraisa and d'rabban, and according to Rama, is also is isr ana as well. Is isr ana is a practical, that is a practical thing. So all these cases of, akubi is only asr mi d'rabban, and again, is no Isser Hana, if there's a suffix, and then Tigun Chara is a suffix, it could still be makel It could be you could make it by Hana, I'm not sure. But all these cases, if it's a suffix, it's a suffix where there's a Isser Hana. I saw another in Shaila, are you allowed to wash towels? You have dish towels and you want to wash them, you want to wash them in the washing machine together on boiling hot water over your atzel lettuce. Can you wash them together because it's cooking? It's cooking the guch on the towels together. We'll get to dishwashing later on in the different simon. So I thought that her, it's mutter over there because first of all, you're not trying to cook it together. And you're not, you know, and even also then you're putting soap in, which also we'll see later on, is also a discussion about with dishes. But Akopanim, to say that they're Balea and there's an Isser and there's an Isser Bishul, it's a Kiddush. Hey, a person can, with Basar B'Cholov, there isn't any, a person can be Machmir as much as he wants. There is idea, we'll see him pay, you know, but Harchakos. You know, not eating. There is the idea of harchokos and basar b'cholov. These could be, you know, a person wants decides he wants to be personally machmir and whatever. You know, a number of my Roshiva, he has separate kitchens, basar and cholov. Not like Pesach. He, instead of having a Pesach kitchen, he has a basar kitchen and a cholov kitchen. So there's no, they don't have any issues. People, you know, you can be machmir in all these in all these different things. upon him. So that's we'll see more about also, you know, different ways of Bishul and different things, but upon him, and the question is also Hana, what about lighting a candle from Basar and Cholov together? You know, so that would also be the Lachor, that would be also Mitam Hana. But we'll see about Chaylev in a minute. So that's, I mean, that's on some general rules of Derech Bishul, which people always think about, but there is. Yeah, because your kavanah is to combine them so you can, is combine the fat so you can use it to. We'll see more about, you know, lighting candles later also, but these are just, you know, hakdamas.
It's already basar b'cholov, you're saying?
You, yo, you combine
basar b'cholov when you light the candle.
It's not about, no, when you, oh, so let's, right. So number one, it could be, it's possible, let's say it's basar b'cholov already, then there, and a chanami. You're right, lighting a candle to create basar b'cholov also, you're right, that would be a chiddush. But then again, you want them to combine to make the flame. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. The Pesach Yeshiva talks about it actually. Yeah, the Pesach talks about you already made Basar B'Cholov and now you want to use it for a candle. So that's what he's talking about. The other, we'll have to see about the other. He does bring the, hey, whatever, the Pesachim Rosh, which, okay, whatever. Pesach brings the Pesachim Rosh and I'm not getting into the controversy behind it, but Al-Kopanim is, but he brings the Orzarua, who says that it is, that is also Bishul, the candle. So whatever, we have to look into that further. Beis gedi lav dafka. Gedi is lav dafka. Tehuah din shor seve'ez. Any behema. Also, you cook it is also v'lo shna b'chalav aim v'lo shna b'chalav acheres. Doesn't dafka have to be the like it's not because of, it's cruel to go ahead and to cook the kid, the kid. The baby animal in its own mother's milk, not because of that specifically. There is any chalav is also elisha davar kosev b'hayve. The pasuk is only talking about what was the normal thing. The simple thing was to go ahead and you have the liquid, you have the, you know, milk the cow right now, and you have the calf. Let's just cook it together. It's not because there's a, you know, anything, any other cheshbonos. Gimel. That's what?
How do you
know
to say
Lav Dafka? Well, that's Shulchan Aruch is Elisha Dibur HaKosev B'Hoyve, right? That's not the, I didn't look up a parasha, I didn't look up, you know, whatever. You can look at all the Tamei and Mitzvahs. I mentioned a few, but Akol Padim, but that's, because, since that's what we're paskin, that it's Lo Shna, so then it's not, That's not the that's not pshat. That's not the svar. It's just that's that was the that, that's what Shulchan Aruch says that that was the that's the, that was just the easy thing people did. Gimel ain't a noeg el of a basa behema tahira. The cholav behema tahira. It's only mikra din. It's only from basa of a behema tahira and the cholav behema tahira. But basa tahira, the cholav tmeya. But cooking basa tahira, cholav tmeya. Basa tmeya. The cholav tahira, but you put in, you cook, I don't know, snake in milk or whatever. Mutarim bevishol b'hana, or you put chaser in whatever. The mutarim bevishol b'hana, but obviously they're still usher because it's it's baser tmeya. But the other isurim are not chal. Whether it's a discussion in Achronim whether Hana and Bishul is an Isser Moisif. Is it an Isser Moisif? I don't get into it so much over here. The fame of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is a famous lashon, at least in the Nekudah Nifla that Achilas Bechal Hana, and therefore it's not an Isser Moisif. It's a discussion. How does it work? That's why there's a Shaila here by Basar Tehet, Basar Tumeya. There's no Isser Moisif that it's going to add basa b'cholav on top of the, but the bishul and the hana, it's not going to asr b'hana, and whether the basa has still also an isr basa b'cholav is a discussion, but a kopan is not enough to create to bichal bishul hana on a treif meat in milk. Also, the shayla with hana is also to talk about one of the main, what the shayla is talking about is a dog food. Dog food, can you use that to feed your animal? And they actually talk and say, you have to check and be sure, because that's hana. And yeah, and the way they make it, if they cook it together, it's a problem. Basar.
It could be that the difference is whether it was basar shfud, which it rarely is.
Oh, but tell me also midi rabbanon. All right, so if it's also midi rabbanon, so then you can feed it, then you could feed it to your dog, whatever. Or basar chayev, oif afilu b'chalav tahayra. Basar chaya no, if even chalav tahira mutar bebishul b'hana, even though there is it's a machlokes in the mishnayos, but al chupanim we pass in it's only midi rabbanon, and therefore it's mutar bebishul b'hana. Also, if you want to cook it for a goy or any of these things, if it's chicken, it's fine. Even basar chaya is not included, so whatever af ba'achila, also el midi rabbanon. It's only also midi rabbanon. Vadagim v'chagavim ein behem isra fil midir rabbanon. Even though they're meat, there's no isra midir rabbanon. Here we get into a famous machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Shachtaz about you're allowed to go ahead. Is there any sakana eating dogim and milk? Because by basar there's an isser. Beis Yosef says, of course, pashut that it's also awesome thing a sakana. To eat dogim b'cholav, whereas the Taz and Shachs, Ashkenazim knowing like that it's not aser. So the shaylas tuna melts. Svardim are makbid not to eat fish and cheese. I remember my wife was working with a Sephardi, and she brought once, working once together with a Sephardi woman, and she brought once like a tuna melt, and she's like, what? Whatever, chas v'shalom, whatever, but that's, Baruch Hashem, whatever, this is a source over here, that the Taz and the Shah say it's a Taz Sefer, and that there's no time at all to answer it. That's how Ashkenazim are knowing. Hagav a chalav mishkedim. You have almond milk or soy milk or any of these. Now they have all these different types of milks or whatever. Uminichim ba basar oif, and you go ahead and you cook. You put in the chicken inside. However, in a rakmi derabanan, it's okay. Even I guess also coconut milk, anything like that, it's fine. Ava basar behema. You should, put out the box or put out the container. Yeah, it's a discussion of actually. The point is, a hacker, you put out the container, you put almonds. next to it, or I guess you don't have soybeans, but the container, commotion is bar la'el, and you have to, you know, put it there by the coffee machine, you know, keep it there. No one's, you know, cooking the, I hope no one's cooking the meat in the urn. Well, then that's a different problem, but upon him. So I don't think you necessarily have to put it. But again, if you're making coconut chicken, something like that, then that's also okay. You don't have to misamen it unless you want to make like coconut milk meat or something, or soy meat, whatever it is. Then yeah, you should put that there.
At a restaurant, you can ask the mashgiach and let you have the coconut container on the table while you
eat. So you can. Okay. Also levashel b'chalav isha. Chalav isha you can't cook either. The marisayin and etzem it's mutter, but marisayin v'im nafal l'socha tavshil. You don't have to be choishesh if you know your wife's bringing a bottle to the baby of her milk and whoops, it fell into the trunk. You don't have to worry about it. You know, it doesn't need it's batel chabetrei and it's fine. Hagav and near the fized the kol shekain to also the vashel lechachila b'chal of tmeya or baser tamei b'chal of tahor. You shouldn't cook. You shouldn't use, just like we said before, the basar tamei. You can ask her who are doing chalav tamei. This is only midrabanan. So the Ramah points out that this is also midrabanan. You shouldn't use it because of maris ayin. Etafka basar behema, but after rabanan ain lachosh. But after rabanan, we don't have to be choshish for.
So Rav Soloveitchik said.